All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with an episode that's pre-recorded, but yet still somehow live from the lair. You guys are going to love this one. This one is going to fuck you up, okay? All right, first of all, this is... All right, I'm just gonna read you the story, okay? And you'll understand just how savage this is. All right, now this comes from a guy named Jack, who works in the oil and gas in Texas, and he sent in an email that he's in a very bad position. Knows a bunch of inside information that. That family's split up over. Okay, so let's just get into it.
Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only, in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
It says, my name is Jack, and I have a problem. I'm 33 years old and work in an oil field in West Texas. I've been working in that so-called petroleum field since I was 21 years old. I started out working on drilling rigs and other various fields doing odds and ends. And in between layoffs, the management liked me and moved me over to heavy equipment. By the time I was 30, I was supervising crews. And a few years ago at one of these work camps that shall remain nameless. This is going to get so good. Oh my God. All right. I had to remove a young woman from the camps due to extreme whore activities. Extreme whore activities. Oh my God. This reminds me of the more cock girl in the day room. When I was in the Ranger Battalion, man. Listen, when there's a lot of dudes around, there's always women wanting to show up. All right, I don't get it. Now, listen, if anyone watches this show that works in the oil industry, if you have any crazy stories like this, just send them in, because this one is fucking comedy gold.
Micah, be careful of the hoe!
Extreme whore activities. It was a bunch of bad fist fights and VD to be had by all. Now listen, this is very common. I don't know if men are programmed like this, but men can be like totally cool and there'd be a bunch of us, we're all drinking beer, throwing back some shots, and some like ladies that are fairly attractive show up and then dudes just get stupid. Like literally their IQ goes down every 10 points for dudes that are in this area. So if you have like 20 dudes, like you're literally operating with negative IQ. So of course there's going to be fist fights. And of course they're not going to be wearing rubbers. And of course there'll be VD to be had by all. I wonder if they have like a medic on station that just gives out, antibiotics and shit. Oh my God.
I didn't see it coming.
Checks were cut to keep everything on the down low. All right, so this is pretty bad if they're going to start cutting checks. Because typically you got to go through the whole law process and shit. But I have a feeling that they have a slush fund that various camps for various things. And, you know, every now once in a while they cut a check to shut somebody up. It happens. Not a big deal. It didn't happen in the Army because we have no fucking money, but I can, you know, it's happening here, I guess. We did not want the police involved because of the exposure and bad PR. Yes, in the age of Me Too, all she had to do was like, they forced themselves on me. Despite the fact they're in a camp in the middle of fucking nowhere and somehow you wound up there. Yeah. Sure. Oh my God. This is so fucked up. All right. Okay. They don't, because the stream PR. Okay. This young woman had been kicked out of other camps at least half a dozen times.
Stay away from the hoes.
She is extremely attractive and knows her way around a penis. So I was told. Of course you were told. Come on, man. Come on. Jack, you hit it, didn't you? You hit it? Uh-huh. I mean, sounds to me like maybe she was doing it for money or something. I don't know, but yeah. So I was told. Let's dude speak for I hit it and I won't admit it. Okay, I got it. Look, I'm not judging you, man. I get it. I was a young man, too. There are rumors of her sucking 30 dicks in a row. It is bad. There's exclamation points. You got a bunch of roughnecks getting paid a lot of money doing very dangerous work, living in a camp for anywhere from up to 2 to 8 weeks, sometimes more, sometimes less. And then they're off for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever. Some do two weeks on, 2 weeks off. But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you got a boatload of testosterone. They got a lot of money. This hot-ass piece of ass shows up that is absolutely willing. And she's very attractive. Of course they're not going to wear condoms. Of course they're going to fight each other for a place in line. That's the way it fucking works. Jack, come on, man. Come on. If you've been around these work camps for this long, I mean, you started at 21 and you're 33. You know, listen, man, by the time you've been there a year, year and a half, you know the drill. You know the fucking drill, man. All right, hang on. My younger brother. Here we go. Oh, my God. All right. Who's 26, brought a new girlfriend to Thanksgiving in 2025. Lo and behold, it was her, the conveyor belt of cocks, sitting at my parents' table with my entire family. Oh, my God. Can this get any worse? Oh. Needless to say, my dinner was ruined. I did not want to make a scene, so I remained silent. I have remained silent ever since. Should I tell him? He says he loves her. She's different. She's good people. Yeah, I guess.
For the last time, stay away from the hoes.
I think they're attracted to me somehow.
He says he loves her, and my mom loves her as well. Please explain how fucked up I am. You're not just fucked up. You are fucked. You are so fucked. Oh, my God. First of all, HIV is a real fucking thing. So as soon as you see this video, pick up the fucking phone, call your brother, and tell him to abandon ship on this bitch. All right. Dude. Dude, I mean, this is a professional lady of the evening. I don't care if this woman went to church and bathed in holy water and chugged bottles of holy wine. She's still a sex worker. You should listen, you know, there's no reforming someone like this, okay? This isn't like a girl who, you know, maybe, you know, her first year and a half in college, you know, sampled a few sausages and then decided, hey, this is not for me, and then went about her business. No. She imported herself into the salami fest to make hoagie sandwiches for maybe money, maybe not, but it sounds to me 30 dicks in a row. She's getting 50 bucks a dick. That's a lot of cash. She could probably knock that out in, what, 2 hours? Maybe she's got to take a 15-minute break to, you know, relax her neck muscles or something. I don't know. But yes, you should tell your brother. And yes, you should tell your mother that she's a raging cock whore. Come on, man. You didn't have to write me this letter. You know you're fucking up by the numbers. You know, hey, you're fucking up. God damn it.
Look at all these red flags I found. So many red flags.
Oh, my God. All right, now, I'm not judging your little brother. He probably doesn't know the whole fucking, you know, story. He's probably blue pill thinking like I did when I was younger, thinking I could shake the whore tree and expect a wife to fall out. What a fucking moron I was. Just straight up stupid. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, man. You should also immediately be sending your little brother my videos. Okay? Like, challenge accepted. 500 miles of Mr. Right or two that come to mind. I mean, holy shit. You know, and here's the worst part here is if the mother loves her, for you to actually break that news to her, you're going to break your mother's heart a little bit. Okay. That's just going to happen. I don't know why this is, but like these conniving women show up and they make immediate friends with the mother. Mainly because, this is just my opinion, so they can reinforce the manipulation. Manipulation. Straight up. Oh my God. Dude, you are so fucked. You immediately should have thrown a fucking fit, drove her the hell out of there. You know, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Women like this, they are not the types of women you bring home to meet your mother.
More red flags! Where did that keep coming from?
And if she was kicked out of six work camps that you know of course. You know, you didn't say how old this woman was. I mean, it'd be horrible if she was like 40, you know, worked out sow or something. Fuck, dude. Dude. I don't know what to say. I like, other than you are fucked. I have no words. I have no words for this, man. Holy shit, this is bad. This is it, yeah, all right. Now, you know what would make this worse? If you so I was told, and now your younger brother is an actual Eskimo brother with you. Dude. Come on now. This is some like red trash land fucktardia craziness. I don't know. This is a crazy story. I love it. I love these stories. Gentlemen, if you have any fucked up stories, send them in to redarkness12@gmail.com. We'll read them on the air. Especially if there's an advice portion to them, because I like to give advice in the sword room.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies cry.